am all for a pause when we are talking about growing our careers. And so what that means is before we can, you know, jump in and hit the ground running and go forward and making these changes that we want to make in 2024, we need to do a year-end review. Welcome to the Career Scoop Podcast. I am your host, Ebony Joyce. I help corporate professionals find and secure successful careers in record-breaking time using my proven framework. I'm on a mission to not only reduce burnout and overwhelm in the career search, but also in life. This is a school where you don't want to miss not one class, so be prepared to be schooled. Class is now in session. Hi, friends. Hello. Welcome to episode 14 of the Career School Podcast. I am your host, Ebony Joyce. Welcome. Before we get into today's podcast, I wanted to say if you are not subscribed to my email, please do. I send out an email weekly about career strategy tips and tips and tricks for your career. And I don't like to call them tricks. That's why I hesitated a little bit there, because I don't think that there are tricks to, applicant tracking systems or any of that. I think the emails are really around strategy and mindset that you need in order to grow and sustain a healthy, manageable career. With that being the case, we're talking about strategy and we're at the end of the year. We have about 3.5 weeks left in this year. And I know a lot of you are in the new year, new me, new career as we go into 2024. And the thing is, before we can get into the new year, new career, we have to take a pause. And you guys know that I am all for a pause when we are talking about growing our careers. And so what that means is before we can jump in and hit the ground running and go forward and making these changes that we want to make in 2024, we need to do a year-end review. Okay. And so that's what we're talking about today. A year-end review is important for everyone, not just companies, but professionals also. It's a way to take note of things that have worked and things that didn't work in the previous year or in the current year. So for professionals, a career year-end review is a perfect time to look at where you are, highlights of your achievements, recognitions, and recognizing your weaknesses, evaluating growth opportunities, identifying areas and skills that you can improve, and come up with a plan and a strategy to advance your career in the upcoming year. If you have not done a year-end review, here are some questions I want you to reflect on, and I'm going to hit on 5 points for you to reflect on for your year-end review as we go into 2024, okay? The first step is assess. First, you need to look all the way back to January to what you were doing and what your goals were for this year. So what were your goals for 2023? Review your plan and your goals for this year and see how you've done. Keep in mind that your goals can be modified and updated throughout the year, and that is totally fine if you've decided to switch or pivot or even quit a goal as you've gone throughout the past 12 months. That's completely okay. So the first step in assessing your career is taking a thorough account of what has happened. What are some major life and work events from this previous year? And then what you want to do, and maybe some of those things aren't as major as you would have wanted them to be, but what you want to do is evaluate, and that is step number two. You want to evaluate. So after you assess, we're going to evaluate. Did the year turn out similar to how you expected it to? And was this a year of surprises? Did anything go as expected? Did anything go so unexpected that you're just like completely shocked and surprised by? That could be a layoff. That could be a promotion. That could be a skip level promotion. There's so many things could have happened. Maybe you didn't grow at all when it came to your career and you wanted to. So you really want to take this time to really, one, assess, but then evaluate. The way in which you evaluate is asking yourself, and I talk about this in previous episodes, what did you do this year? That's the first question. The second question is, what didn't work? And for either accounts, for what worked or what didn't work, is there a clear reason for the success? Is there a clear reason for the failure / challenges that may have occurred? And what will you do differently? Now, if you're driving and listening to this, I do recommend that you come back and re-listen to this again, because you do want to be able to answer these questions and you do want to sit and have time to really intentionally think about your responses to these questions. Okay. So as you examine your goals for this year and your resolutions, identify these in categories of things that you desired for your career. Okay. All right. So now we're going to talk about step number three. And this is where it gets to the good stuff to me. I love assessing. I love evaluations. But the thing that gets me fired up and worked up the most is learning from the past year. Okay. So that is step number three. Answer some questions. And I'm going to give you some questions to determine if you were on track or if you slid off track. Okay. So the first question is, when and what were you able to use your talents, your skills, and your gifts? What were you doing in those moments? How did you feel? I think a lot of times we don't really think about the roles that we're in. And what about the role that we're in? Because some, especially if you're talking about going into 2024, and you're like, this is a year where I'm looking to go into a new role. I'm looking to transition out of industry. I'm looking to utilize my skill sets into a completely different role, completely different industry. I'm looking to make a career change. The things you want to look at is, are you able to use your gifts, your talents, your skills, your knowledge, and your abilities in the position that you're in now? And if you were, what were you doing and how did that make you feel? Because as you go into the next position, what you want to make sure that you're able to do is utilize the things that you are good at in that next role. Now, here's the thing. Just because you're good at something does not mean you want to do it full time. Does it mean that's the thing you want to do in your 9-to-5? Maybe that's the thing you want to pour into a passion project. Maybe that's the thing you want to volunteer and utilize. So maybe that's not something that you want to do, but you do want to understand, if you're good at this thing, is this the thing that you want to spend your time doing? Is this the thing that you want to, is this the zone of genius and your zone of expertise in which you want to make part of your career? So once you answer that question, the other part of that is, what are the things that you really are not good at, but you spent time doing and you do not want to do, right? If you spend a lot of time working on collaborative projects with team members and you're like, I really want to work in a more solo site position where you are maybe managing projects versus managing people, then you want to learn from that and say, what, as I go into this next role, these are the skill sets that I want to utilize more, or this is the skill set I want to utilize less. And so that, again, you want to learn from your achievements. You want to learn from your successes. You want to learn from the things that worked. You want to learn from the things that didn't work, so that as you go into this next year, you are clear. This is the thing we talk about, is clarity. You're clear on why you want to use certain gifts, talents, and skill sets versus why you don't want to use certain gifts, talents, and skill sets. Just because you're good at something does not mean you want to do it full time, or that you want to do it at all. But once you figure out what you're good at, you want to spend more time doing those things. And the things that you're not so good at, you want to do those less, right? So if you feel like you're not good at presentations and you're not good at giving executive summaries and you're not good at public speaking, then you don't want to go into a job that requires you to public speak 50 to 60, 70% of the time, right? You want to lessen that because you don't feel comfortable utilizing that particular skill set right now. Okay. The next question is, what did you realize? And this kind of ties into the first one, but what did you realize that you were good at and that you didn't know or you didn't claim before now? What was that thing you're like, I had no idea that I was good at this thing? Like, you want to lean into that. Like, that is so important to glean from. I think that sometimes we get so used to doing our jobs that we don't even realize that we're doing these things that we're actually good at. And like, before now, I never got the opportunity to utilize this particular skill set, or this next year, I want to utilize this particular skill set more. The third question is, how did you grow? Did anything get in the way of your growth? Did you really have a chance? And this doesn't mean, I think a lot of times we think that the only way we can grow is through a promotion, or maybe you grow through projects, you grow through volunteering, you grow through just raising your hand and asking for an assignment, a stretch assignment or something like that. But did you grow, and did anything get in a way or hinder you from being able to grow? And so this is when you need to look at, I talk about the ideal, I work through an ideal framework. The I is impact, the D is development, the E is environment, A is for autonomy, and L is for leadership. When you ask yourself, did you grow or did anything prevent you from growing? This is where you need to look at the impact, your development, your environment, and the leadership. So all of these can really help you answer that question. Were you in an environment that allowed you to grow? Did you have a leadership that allowed you to grow? Were you in an environment that stunted your growth? Did you have leadership that prevented you from growing? These are those things that as you go into looking for that next role, as you go into 2024, you want to be able, this is going to help you ask those great questions in the interview as far as career growth and development. The fourth question is, did you reach the goals that you set for yourself? And it doesn't have to, maybe you didn't meet them all, but were there those goals that you set for 2023? Did you meet those goals? And the fifth question is, did your career progress as you planned it to? Okay. Now, when we get into the last two questions, this is where sometimes, and the last three questions, honestly, this is where we have to now get into something that I think this is step number four. This is where we sometimes have a hard time with, and that is taking the L's and grieving our losses. For whatever reason, many of us don't accomplish all the things that we've intended to do during a calendar year. Sometimes we just overwhelm ourselves when it comes to what we think we can accomplish in a year. Like, we underestimate what we can accomplish in a year, and we underestimate what we can accomplish in 3 years. And so it can be very disappointing and can even make you feel like a failure. But guess what? You're still here. You still have the chance to tackle this next year. So your past performance does not indicate your future at all. So don't let your past performance be an indicator that, you know, of like disappointment for you. Learn what you can from those mistakes. And as you do with any other losses, you have to give yourself time to, and the opportunity to grieve those losses. If there's ever going to be, maybe if you lost your job and you have not grieved from that loss yet, you have to allow yourself that time to grieve. Maybe you wanted that promotion and that promotion just didn't happen yet. And I intentionally use the word yet because you are not stuck. You can still obtain those promotions and salary increases and raises and any other thing that you want to in your career and in your life, because you're still here. So what we want to do is just take the moment to grieve those things, because we don't want to carry those into the next role or promotion or company that we go into. We want to give ourselves the opportunity to do. And if you're going to continue to move on, you're going to continue to move forward, you need to acknowledge and accept what has happened. And you have to process that in order to move on. And so I think sometimes we get so busy just going on with life that we don't allow ourselves the opportunity to process before we move on. Okay. So that was step number four. Step number five is to celebrate your wins. Recognize your accomplishments and all the things that you've learned and all the mistakes that you've had along the way. Recognize and celebrate those. Some things you can't control. and some things you can, but be flexible when needed and give yourself grace at all times. Going forward, it's going to be important that you take note of, again, what went right and what went wrong, and then what you can improve. And as a result of that, you want to celebrate along the way. I think sometimes we get so focused on going on to the next thing in our life. Yeah, we got the promotion and then we're like, okay, now I got to get the job done. But commend yourself, give yourself a pat on the back that you were able to stick through it and continue to interview when, you know what, you were not getting callbacks just a week or two ago, that you were able to speak confidently about your skill articulations in a interview, which 3 or 6 months ago you would not have done because you didn't feel confident or comfortable enough to speak up. Give yourself, pat yourself on the back, because you went into your boss's office and you asked for that raise, you asked for promotion, that you even applied to the role knowing that maybe you only had 50% of the qualifications. Whatever it is, celebrate. Like, all wins, celebrate. And I want to just be clear, even if it's not a win, even if it was a challenge, even if you consider it to be a failure, celebrate that too, because you at least took a shot. Where I think sometimes we don't even take shots. So just because you're staying at that free throw line and you miss does not mean that you should not celebrate the misses. We have to celebrate the misses, and we have to celebrate every time that we make a basket and it goes in. And so if you don't take anything from this episode, I want you to take into consideration as you go into 2024 that you are going to celebrate. Now, here's the thing. So many of you are like, yes, I wanted to do these things and I did not accomplish what I set out to accomplish in 2024 because I didn't know where to start. I was stuck. I was confused. I'm scared. There's the fear. There are all of those things that may have gotten in the way of you being able to really accomplish and achieve what you wanted to in this year. But there is good news. The good news is you don't have to do it alone. And I invite you to join the Career Clarity Accelerator for a 12-week one-on-one coaching with me directly, where we can help you figure out what it is you want to do in 2024, make a plan, and help you execute on said plan and get the results that you want to, so that when we get to this point next year, when we get to December 11th of next year, you are at 2024, you're not saying, I'm going to, oh, in 2025, what I'm going to do. Quit procrastinating and allow yourself, give yourself the gift of accomplishing your career goals in 2024. Okay. So that is how I'm going to wrap up today's episode. You can schedule a call with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. The link to do so is on my LinkedIn profile, my Instagram profile. Connect with me. Continue to look for some of the great things that we're going to do as a organization, as a company, and 2024. I'm setting some big goals to work with more people. I want to double the amount of people that I worked with in 2023, because I know that so many of you have the potential, and sometimes it is getting that help that you need that can be scary. And so I'm going to continue to put out great content for you, like things like the podcast, things like LinkedIn and Instagram and other platforms, so that you can have access to free resources until you find that you are ready to get in and do the work to work with a coach and have a mentor to help you throughout your career. Please do me a favor. As we get close to the end of the year, I'm asking for Christmas gifts. And the gift I would like for you to give me is to leave a rating and or a review if you have not done so. So I would love to read some of those on air. But even if you don't leave a review, click leave a rating. A 5-star rating would be so helpful, so that as we go into the new year, other job seekers can find the podcast. Okay. So I look forward to talking to you next week. I hope you have a great week, and I will talk to you soon. Till next time. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. Like what you heard so far and want to take this work deeper than the podcast and work with me privately one-on-one, then book a free sales call by clicking the link in the show notes below. Or you can visit www.nextlevelcareer.co/coaching. If you've enjoyed your listening experience, share this episode, then leave a rating and a review. Until next time.